Good afternoon, Jules fans, and welcome back to Jules and the Blood Injury Time. I'm back this week.
We're all here.
We're all here. For the first time in a few weeks, we're all here. How you doing, boys?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Friday, isn't it?
Sunday. Yeah. Good day. Thought you'd both done well last week in my absence.
Well, I quite enjoyed
listening to it.
Well, that's good to know.
Although some of the comments I didn't agree with, such as the reason why I wasn't here, being in a park playing with kids, I think was the expression used.
Would you clarify it shortly after we realised we'd phrased it wrong?
Yeah. But
and we got told off for swearing.
Yes.
By Laurence.
Yeah, again, first complaint in my absence as well, so.
Pretty sure there's been complaints when you've been on it.
You can't have it all, can you? Right, so we start off with the Jules news this week, and the main thing that happened.
Still no harpist, for Christ's sake.
Still no harpist. The very sad news about Mr. Tom Eames leaving.
Yeah.
I said it was akin to when you've got like an elderly relatives that are just about to pop their clogs, isn't it? And they're at hospital and you know they're going to die.
I think that's a bit morbid. I probably wouldn't have used that same terminology.
Well, I am, so what are we going to fucking do
now? I'd use it as like a plaster that you just needed to rip off in one go quickly and get the pain out of the way rather than trying to ease it off.
Very PG, less, but yeah.
Less morbid. Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot it's the un-PG pod, isn't it?
The un-PG pod. There's no tea on here.
Buzz, thoughts?
I would just describe it as when you're dating a 10 and you know that she's going to leave you. It's just a matter of time.
You never dated a 10.
So your last girlfriend, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
One time, a bank him.
Well, you know it's inevitable, it's going to happen. And then it eventually does. It doesn't make it any easier.
That's it, yeah, it still hurts.
But good move for him.
Oh, massively, yeah, and I think he'll start games up there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
He could potentially make his debut tonight, I've just seen on Twitter.
1-1 at the moment, because I am following Hull at the moment, yeah. He's not in the first half team, but they've not announced the second half team yet, so maybe we should have a look. I'll keep an eye on it as we record.
Yeah, but sad to see him go, but we all wish him all the best. I think he's a bloody good chap as well as a good footballer.
What a fellow.
A lot of people said that on Twitter, weren't they? He's not just he's a good player, he's a good
player. I don't genuinely see one
reply to his message saying thanks to everyone that was in any way sort of negative or derogatory. I think every single one was just positive all the way, which is great to see.
And it's been a pleasure to have the interactions that we've had with him over the past 2 years as well, not just at the interview that we had with him, Player of the Year do, and open days. Is it open days?
Fun day.
I had my work.
He was busy that day, and that, I think that summed him up, didn't it? Aside from the football ability, I don't think he moved him from one part of that pitch for about, 3 hours? Just hundreds and thousands of people that seemed queuing up to get an autograph or a photo, including us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
we had to get one last time.
Like we said, I alluded to it the other night on the channel, the big kids as well as the younger kids like to talk to him and have a photo, so.
What do you mean, one last photo? We'll see him again.
We're friends. I wasn't
going to
mention that, but
we're buddies now.
We're genuinely
pals.
Genuinely pals.
I'm not sure he knows that yet.
He doesn't know about it. Following on from Tommy's, I had a question coming from Greg Lewis on Facebook.
She's in the kitchen, isn't she?
Yes,
I have mentioned it to her. She just
That following your YouTube video in regards to Tom Eaves going, if you could only have one silky haired beauty in your life, would it be Tom Eaves or Mrs. Talksport?
Well, I think we all know the answer, don't we?
I think you might need to clarify it, and I think
I don't need to.
I think your wife might be interested.
It's just a different kind of love, isn't it? So
which one? If you could only have one silky-haired beauty in your life, Mrs. Talksport or Tom Eaves is the question.
I think he had long hair as well. I'd make Tom get a haircut.
Right. And I've got a follow-up question. Do you prefer Mrs. Talksport or Mrs. Jules in the Blood?
It's a choice, isn't it? It's like AIDS or Ebola.
Oh, crikey. God.
I'll go with Mrs. Talksport because I don't think Boz can make that sound disgusting if he gets it wrong.
That is true. Right, moving on swiftly from that.
You
bring the tone down every week. It gets worse and worse.
It doesn't sound at all. Let's check out the listens.
on the social this week, the return of Regan's laugh.
Yes, I tagged you in that last night. Yeah.
Only on the Facebook page though.
What?
The interview. I've not found it on Twitter.
I tagged
him
on Twitter.
Yeah. I couldn't find it on Twitter.
Yeah,
it was on Twitter. This is a reply. But
Regan's laugh. Bloody love that. So for anyone that hasn't heard it, just go on to the club Facebook or Twitter account
and enjoy it.
And enjoy it. It is spectacular.
Yeah, it's.
I still
else.
Think there's more to give. I think it was quite hell.
I still want it. Our doorbell.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Carrying on.
I'm going to do a question for now. You think you're off? Are you now then? What would you rather have in your life? Tom Eve's hair or Regan's laugh?
Cool.
It's like asking Boz whether he'd like Shreddies or
Frosted Shreddies or Frosted Shreddies.
We're all talking about
he's down to eight boxes, by the way.
Now,
oh, seven. Down to boxes. We've got a crisis. Apparently.
I need to get the SAS in.
Yeah.
Save us our Shreddies.
There's going to be some kind of concert to help fund
there is.
More Shreddies.
Bono's
just on the phone, just. We're going to have to hold a concert.
Stop detracting from the question.
Yeah, brilliant.
top
of the island here.
Situations.
Stereotypical Irish accent right there. What's the... Oh, your question. Tommy's hair or Regan's laugh? Oh, I'm going to have to go with Regan's laugh.
Wow.
Controversial.
It is a big
I was thinking, Tom, you know, Tommy's hair, like, does you could just...
Oh. Hang on, let me get that hook out of my mouth.
Tommy's hair,
he
could just
do it with Toby Lerone.
You could cut Tom's hair and just like keep it in your bedside table. You can do it Regan's laugh.
Psycho. You're absolute weirdo. Right, moving on to the pre-season. So they're currently away at a 4-day training camp somewhere in the UK, no one seems to know. Back in action tomorrow down at Folkestone. I don't think any of us can make it, can we?
No, unfortunately.
No.
We might be there now till next week. What's the
first
one? Charlton on Saturday, Millwall on Sunday. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it won't be a sellout. I'm sure we can turn up and pay. It'll be fine. Two people that probably won't be involved are Josh Rees and Dean Parrott, who stayed at home. And
Bradley Stevenson.
And Bradley Stevenson. And they played against Deal the other night.
Well,
you say he played, yeah. Josh Rees was a sub.
On, did he? He started a sub behind a load of 17-year-olds, which is doesn't bode well for the poor lad, does it?
No, so they're probably on their way out.
I got tweeted in the week. I think that's probably the clearest indication that them three are the ones that he talked about from day one.
Yeah, well, we said from the Q&A, Parrott and Rees were probably the most likely to, and then it was probably one of the younger players, but that all looks to be confirmed.
Looks like decisions have been made, don't it?
Do you agree? Disagree?
I've not been Dean Parrott's biggest fan, so I'm all for that.
Nice bloke.
Yeah, nice bloke. Just as a player.
If he's on a good wage and you can get one or two more in instead that are going to be fully fit all season, then it makes sense, doesn't it?
I still feel it's a tad harsh on Josh Rees, but as I think Matt said, or you said the week before last, you know, do you want to finish ninth with, say, Matty Willock in the team, or do you want to finish...
That's what we said on the video, wasn't it? It's all about sort of aspirations and aims for the season. And I think the type of player that we've signed fall into a slightly different bracket of Josh Rees, no disrespect.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of a Stevenson thing. I assume he'll end up out on loan or we'll just cancel his contract.
It's another one. It's not going to be loads of wages, is it? So that's the one that you could afford to leave hanging around for another 12 months if need be, but... Surely he wants to go out and play.
Yeah, he could do a Ryan Huckle, couldn't he? Just say, you know what, I want to get minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Go somewhere else and play football matches.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one with Stevenson because everyone seemed to think he was getting a new contract and he announced it himself, apparently. But
yeah, it's been a weird one. The club, I don't think, have announced it officially, but.
Yeah.
So,
anyway.
It's space, I suppose.
Yeah, moving on, you've got a quiz for us.
I have, but it's related
impromptu...
to the subject.
So right,
so
we
leave. Subject first,
yeah.
We'll do the quiz at the end.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds like a marvellous plan. Right,
we from time to time, don't we?
This...
Flashes of...
Yeah, stuff. I mean, to be fair, when you turned up, you said chuck it in wherever.
I did, yeah, and then I just thought
and then,
it ties in quite a lot. Yeah. Showing the answers there.
I don't know what...
We haven't seen the quiz, no, it's just
yeah.
To us.
Right, so catching competition this week was a retro... Well, I thought it's about time... We got
right.
You in there. I only had a quick look. I wanted to find a more dodgy photo, but that's the best I could do at short notice.
You should have found a stag do photo.
I was going to say,
yeah,
what about the stag do photos?
So it was you, old school, playing football.
Isn't that old school? It's been a couple of years, isn't
it? You haven't got a beard.
Beardless, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably about 2013, 2014.
So we had a few comments. So, Si Chaplin, what do you mean I'm not allowed to pick the ball up and run with it?
I wish I could run.
Do you want to read the next one?
from Adrian Gardner. Is that Danny Kedwell just before 11? I don't know who he's approaching. Is he meaning me?
I think he means the guy in the blue.
The one in the blue, far left, because he's a bit porkier.
It says all about Sunday League football that I'm the one in the best shape of the three of us in the picture.
Mind you, on Twitter, I think it was Loon Potter that said there was a bit of a Lionel Messi look about you in that picture. Yeah, I can kind of see where he's coming from with it as well.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do kind of trust me, that's where the
football similarities will end.
Yeah,
with me and Lionel Messi.
You are both Messi,
but in very different senses.
Yes. Do you want to read it?
Dave Gay, who's taking this free kick thing, and can you ask the groundsman to cut the effing grass?
Yeah, because it's Facebook, so he can't swear.
Or how can I kick it like Beckham? I can't kick it. I can probably kick it about as well as Victoria Beckham these days, or Harper, rather than David, due to the fact I only have one leg that works.
Christ.
It's not the middle one,
Is that going to be Boz in a few years as well? Is comment below.
Great blog as usual, you two. Boz might like his shreddies, but I still eat my Weetabix and cornflakes after over 30 years here. Wife hates it when I come home with a packet under my arm. I take it means a packet of cereal.
Not a massive fan of Weetabix. I haven't had time.
Don't come on this pod and start digging out Weetabix.
But you dig out shreddies every week.
No, I don't dig out shreddies. I dig out the fact that you have to have a million boxes in the house. I like shreddies as much as the next normal person. Up the shreddies.
Yeah, it was Loon Potter that said, no catching, just an observation. There's a bit of messy look going on in there.
Well, thank you, Loon. Trust me, the football...
Now let's lower the tone by going to Twitter. And as usual...
Gary Myersco.
Gary Myersco, who just wrote, I take it back, capital letters, now I found a picture I can't wank to, ... Every bloody week.
See, in fairness to us, you say that we're the ones that lower the tone. All we do is
read out his replies.
Mainly. He started it. I'm blaming Gary because he can't defend himself.
Boz, do you want to read the next one?
When we're looking, what, Spence?
Yeah. Spence West.
Oh, that's not our mate Spence,
no. That's not our mate Spence.
So from Spence West, I'm the captain, I'm taking the penalty, and I'm taking my ball if you don't let me. It's a bit of an old school reference, isn't it?
Michael Woods, the key to good defending is you don't need to get your shorts dirty.
Which is very true. Don't have to go to ground either.
Because I think if you look at the picture, you've got you have got muddy knees, to be fair. And a muddy front.
A muddy front.
Someone's had a good time.
And then last one from HK Jills.
I know it's a shite shirt, but it weren't my fecking choice. It's been learning from your school of Irish, by
the way. It takes my fucking choice. Give me a pint of Guinness.
And guest appearance from Bonham.
And then we've got.
Well burn?
Then we've got one that says. last week at Faversham.
But
this isn't a game. I think he was shouting at. I can't remember who to, but I had a bit of pressure on him by the fullback, and all I heard him go was, turn, really quick, and it just sounded funny, and I tried to tweet back, but I was like, it doesn't come across as funny.
So he can wear number three.
And then we've got one, this tweet is unavailable. What does that mean? Does that mean that they're...
I don't know.
I see a lot about them Twitter now.
You don't that, follow them, or...
Does that mean...
I think it's protected accounts. No.
It's not Laura P.
Is it locked? Yeah.
Or Lauren.
She's gone quiet ever since that.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah. You offended her?
No, I'm following everyone that's got a blocked account. So I'm seeing the lost
account followers.
Is she still followed? I don't know.
I can't tell you.
I literally don't know if her name is Lauren or Laura anymore. Yeah, I know, it's disgusting, isn't it?
That is grim.
Yeah.
We won't tell people what we'll just let them imagine. Just
put that away.
It's just football feet, that's all.
Put stuff in there.
Christ. Anyway, cheers for everyone with the comments for the caption competition. We'll get another one up, hopefully on Monday, and get your comments in on Facebook and Twitter, as usual. Also, if you check the socials this week, we tweeted out Auntie Violet's location.
Yes, we spotted her, didn't we?
We spotted her on the islands, just around the corner from us.
Breaking news.
Oh.
Whole city update. Tom Eves ain't in the second half of 11.
Tigers in the blood.
So that's that's disappointing.
So you interrupted it to update us with no news.
He's not involved.
Fucking hell, you are Sky Sports. Christ, what was that?
Well,
I mean, we're talking about Auntie Violet. And there's no Dutch story this week.
No, which so says to me that...
Is the two
combined?
Maybe
that is why, because Auntie V's down here. She's nowhere near Bloody Duchy this week.
No, she's not near Holland.
Maybe she's lurking around outside HQ.
Maybe.
She might be in our bin.
Why has she been in a bin?
Well, you've been in a bin.
That is true. Last week I was in bubble wrap.
Yes, you were. That may be tweeted out on the account at some point.
What, as a caption competition?
Yeah.
What do you even say to that? Crikey. Right, moving on. Last week's subject was road trip. There's a few that were submitted late. God damn it, people.
But there's a lot, weren't there?
There's a few good ones, so I didn't want any to go amiss, because that's the kind of service we offer on this pod.
We're just thoroughly nice guys, aren't we?
Yeah. So, do you want to take turns reading?
To be honest, I can't see. The sun's blinding me.
Christ.
It's good to get him involved. Right. Trying to take up the jewels.
Right, you can read the first one, Matt.
Martin Fuchs. Does he?
The Fuchs is on fire.
Worst. Long trip to Bradford. Got there late after motorway snarl-up. In time to see us concede the second of five or six. Best 4-0 win at Burnley under Pulis. This despite losing my car keys at Turf Moor. Had to stop overnight. Spare keys were couriered up the next day. I think he got that slightly wrong. I can read the replies. I think it was a season before under Peter Taylor or something. But yeah.
Lawrence Hart.
Oh. Watch your P's and Q's, gentlemen.
This who don't like you swearing,
doesn't
it?
Yeah.
Doesn't like any of us swearing, yeah. Well, sorry, Lawrence.
I don't really swear. So, Lawrence, apologies for them. Lawrence wrote, my first Chills away game was the infamous 7-1 defeat versus York City under Sir Keith.
Sir Keith of Peacock?
I mean, he doesn't like swearing, but he don't seem to like spelling either, because he's got Keith wrong. Whoa! Controversial. I'm only joking, Lawrence.
Sir Kaif.
Next one. Oh, great.
Andy Smith. Most of my games are away living in York. Worst relegation at Forest in 2005 was gutted. Best is either Burton away 2013. That's the one you spoke about last week, wasn't it, Boz, when we played all the kids and we'd won the league. Lost the game but parted because we were... Oh, there you go. Or beating Rotherham 3-1 in 2017.
I think that's been the same. No, that's a screenshot.
Oh,
it's going to say his nephew's convinced him to put
some money on that. Some money on. We can't see it. Because
messed up the screenshot. Like a fool. David Essam, next one. Travelled all the way down to Torquay by coach in late 80s, only to get to the ground and it be called off due to a tree falling on terracing in high winds. 2 weeks later, coach all the way to York, only to get there and that be postponed due to fog. How is your luck?
I wonder if he's wearing a yellow shirt by any chance. That's bad luck for me.
Yeah.
Middle.
And then the last one was Eddie Macklin, who wrote quite a long message, which was quite good. Do you want to read it?
Did he slide into the DMs?
He did slide into the DMs.
My road
which
trip
we
story.
Recommend.
If you like Ribena. My road trip story was on the way to Swindon away, last away day of 99-2000 season. Going away, my dad and uncle, my dad having road rage with none other than Chris Kamara, and then getting to the ground after. Dad having the hump, was actually sitting next to him during the match. Very awkward, especially when he's reporting to Sky Sports. In the end, Kamara apologised and got us drinks after the game. 3 weeks later, we saw him at Wembley where my dad returned the offer to buy him a drink. Last game of the 99-2000 season was Wrexham. Sorry to just...
Oh,
all right.
Ignore the story.
Oh, yeah,
ignore the story. I'm sure we had to go Wrexham and win to go up automatically, but we didn't. And then ended up winning the playoffs.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's fine if you want to... Digging out for that.
I'm not digging him out, it's just
digging out.
In conversation. Show your face.
Christ. Right, so moving on to this week's topic.
Yours?
Striptease.
Wee.
Are we starting off?
Don't panic, people.
Or we can start
off
with the quiz.
Off.
Us talking about what we're wearing or what. That sounds dodgy.
In terms of retro. Football, I don't think we need to talk about what we're wearing. I think we should just put the photo up.
I think we can talk about it and put the photo.
Yours is very pink. There we go. Let's get it started.
I wonder what one I'm wearing.
The pink one?
Yeah. I'm wearing the pink one from the 20-something or other season. 13, 14?
I think it might have been. Yeah. What's it called? 2001-2?
I think this is either
2003
or 2003. Yeah.
I did it in red. That was my first top.
C-France?
C-France. Yeah. Red
the,
away.
The Guy Apur strip, which he's wearing on our wall at the moment.
What an absolute beautiful man he was.
All right, just move straight to Name in the Frame, yeah.
We haven't talked about match show yet.
Christ. Yeah.
That's because you went on to Name in the Frame.
Yeah, you've just messed the whole plan up yet again.
Well, I think everyone knows who won.
And I'm wearing 2000-2001 Medway News, first season in the Championship.
Go on.
Big enough to get someone else in there, that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I went for an extra large off of classic football shirts, not realising that...
Oh, is that the one you ordered recently? Was
I got this one and the Invicta FM one. Oh, very good service. I would recommend using them. £43 for both shirts, including postage, 2 days delivery, and they're in top nick as well. And they're very honest with what they say on the site about small pull on here or small bobble. But they're absolutely spot on. Yeah, but I probably should have gone a size down because shirts at the turn of the century weren't as fitted as they are these days.
It's like a tent. Basically,
it's like a cricket bowling shirt.
Like you'd put one of my t-shirts on.
Probably get a leg in the sleeve.
Did you just say you want that in one of your t-shirts?
That's not what I said.
Oh, sorry, that's all I heard. That's all I'm saying. Disgusting little cretin.
Christ.
Cretin. Cretin. Another French song.
Fabio Cretin.
right. Pierre Cretin.
Crack on with your quiz.
Well, this is related to, obviously, football shirts, because that was the subject this week. So, I don't know how you want to do it. That's entirely up to you, Sue. But we have had 13 shirt sponsors.
Oh, God.
Shall we do it where we have to say one each?
You could do it like that.
Tick it off.
That's very like the Quickly Kevin podcast. We didn't steal that idea at all.
I didn't. I just came up with it there and then.
Yeah, and I like that.
13 shirt sponsors, starting from 1983 up to the present day.
Oh, God.
You can go in any order you like.
Rock, paper, scissors, who goes first?
All right. Best of one, best of three.
Best of one.
We need to... Yeah, one. One, two, three, and then go.
Right. Three, go.
One, two, three. No, one, two, three, then you do it, you morons. You one, two, three.
I'm going first.
Sea France.
Correct.
Mims.
Correct.
MHS Homes.
Correct.
Oh, God, KRBS.com.
Correct.
Oh, wow, that's a good shout. Zanussi.
Correct, the first one. That's the first one. That's a belter. Yeah, he's gone right back to 83 to 87.
Medway News.
You dick.
Correct.
I just looked at a shirt. That was going to be my next one. Oh, yeah, Sea France.
I think we've got a pen here and ticked them off as we went, shouldn't
we? You got a pen? There's a pen.
I've got one here as well. Who have we done? We've done MHS Owens. Well, a pen that works.
What did you say the first one was?
We've done MHS Owens. We've done KRBS. Someone done me.
Are you actually looking at...
No, I'm looking at the bloody... Someone done Zanussi. You actual idiot. Invicta FM.
What said Medway News? Invicta FM, correct.
Cool.
Correct.
Christ. Chatham Maritime.
Correct.
That was my next one. That was my banker.
Oh,
you're what?
There's one, two, three, four, five left.
Right, now I'm struggling slightly. Who was the... Pinstripe. Was it Invicta FM one?
I said that.
Give one more go, we'll stop your wins.
Oh, this is difficult. Oh. I'm struggling here. You just took my banker.
Stop for the win again.
Stop for the win. You could have had Medway Toyota 91-94, Cannon Hall Tire 94-95. I don't know if I crossed this off or not, but I didn't hear any of you say Sea France.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I think that was the first one, wasn't it?
All right then. Automatic Retailing, 2010-11. And the one that both of you missed, Medway Council.
Oh, fucking hell.
Last season.
Well, two of them I should have got. But,
yeah, Medway Council should have been a definite. Oh, I quite enjoyed that.
I like the way of doing that.
A lot quicker than the bloody last quiz we'd done with you. Christ, that went on
fire. That was the slowest quick quiz I've ever been involved in.
It was like me running a bloody 100 metres.
100 metres. Nothing more to that. Whoa. Right, so we've talked about what we're wearing. We'll talk about what everyone else has said.
There's some absolute beauties.
There's some gems, aren't
some
there?
Good accompanying photos. Not some photos GFC well.
Gems. Well, they are, but of a different kind.
Right, so first one, Matty Millen. Whenever we go to the blue and black kits, I do quite like them, but one stands out, and that's the 2003-04 one, as that was the first season I started following football.
First season we had season.
The team. So that would have been the Sea France one, then,
wouldn't it?
It was, yeah. Horizontal stripes, yeah.
Yeah. Mark Green has to be this, and then attached a photo of the Chatham Maritime shirt.
That's the late 80s, early 90 one. I think that's an absolute beaut.
That one, do you want
to
read it?
Daryl Swan has put on the Facebook page, bucked her from 77 to 80. Great time at Jules when it was a proper club, when they could support your team from the... Oh, little dig at the chairman.
Ooh.
Oh, dear. It's a lovely shirt though, isn't it? I mean, that's proper old school.
That's the one, collar, is that the one Jack Essen wears a lot?
Yeah, just bucked up and the Kent horse. Beautiful. Simple but effective.
Buzz.
David Pope says, I love this one as a kid. It's a Medway Toyota with black and white on the shoulder.
Chevrons on the shoulders.
Chevron, yeah, I think that's a good Medway word. Toyota.
That's about any time between 91 and 94, that was.
Adam Chandler wrote, spent my whole adult life trying to get this classic in home or away, and it is a long-sleeved Zanussi shirt.
That's right back then. So that was our first ever shirt sponsor. Them old ones look nicer the more you see them, but I can't justify spending £109 on one.
Colin Stevens, love this kit, and then a picture of the pink Jill shirt, which I'm wearing.
As donned by the beautiful Darren Stock.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Rob Carman.
1995, 96 in Victor FM home kit. Yeah, a great kit, obviously. It's like we said, I think someone said before, you remember kits whether you've done well in them or not, don't you? So obviously that's a good one for plenty, I think, because we got promoted.
This next one from Vinnie O'Connor, that's the one that...
Yeah, this is the...
That's the 0304 one, isn't
that's
it?
That's the C-Cross one, that's already been mentioned, yeah.
Yeah, the first season we had season tickets, we had that
Big
shirt.
Mama, I always remember
going to say, what's the first name that springs into your mind?
Oh, it was that celebration shot, on it, when he scored against Charlton in the cup, yeah. I think Spiller's chasing him as well in that shot, yeah.
Do you want to read that one? From Rachel Bradley?
Rachel Bradley.
Up the Bradley.
Good singing voice, by the way. Says, my favourite has to be the yellow kit from 1991 to 2000 for the memories. Worst one was this one from 1998-99, sported by Big Fat Jim. And to be honest, it looks like
horrendous.
It was like a child who's had a crayon.
That's like all Goldie shirts were like that in the mid to late.
Yeah, there was a couple of bad
England Euro 96.
And Rachel's band are playing in Raynham at the Cricketers Saturday 20th, 9 p.m. Cricketers Raynham, be there. They're decent.
Yeah,
where
but
is it? Very, is it the Cricketers in Raynham?
Cricketers in Raynham, 9 p.m. They're on, from what I believe. And the next comment is you, so I'll let you read that one.
Oh, what was that one? Oh, we've done that one, didn't we? Yes, I've taken a picture of two that I've just spoken about that I've used classic football shirts from. That is the one I'm wearing, 2000-2001, first season in the Championship. Simple blue, white sponsor, blue collar. And the 96-97 Invicta FM home shirt, which is even bigger than this one. And the one in the middle, 1998-99, black and white stripes, scratchy as hell, uncomfortable as
that's
hell,
the one
but a
I
classic shirt,
Paul,
which is the one we wore when we lost to Man City in the playoff final, but still one of my favourite shirts, because that season, apart from that last 5 minutes, was absolutely fucking superb.
Done. And then you felt that the
oh, my worst ones, yeah, sorry.
Boz is wearing was a bit of a cheek.
No, it's not that one. It's the year after when they decided to just...
That was red and white.
It was exactly the same shirt, and they just changed it to a V-neck, which I thought was a complete
tuck-up. When we first started going, the season before the black and blue stripes, it was this shirt, but it was like a red and white V-neck.
It just had like a red, white, and blue V-neck. It was exactly the same shirt apart from that. And I put words...
I thought we had that one. I thought that was...
Sorry,
no, we definitely had one with a red and white colour. V-neck colour.
You done?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to finish your story.
Well, I was reading it, but you...
Oh, where?
He's totally come off it.
Oh.
Worst ones I put were that one for that reason, and I know it's a bit controversial, but I've never been a fan of yellow away kits for Jules, despite, obviously, us wearing yellow in the 2000 Wembley Player Final when we got promoted to the Championship. So, I mean, it was another great day, but I'm not a fan of yellow away shirts. I know Boz isn't either.
No.
You're clearly a fan of La Punk.
On Twitter, we had our good pal Scoops, who also loves the Invicta home kit. He was desperate to get hold of one, and I think Twitter made it happen, because I think Si Chaplin is selling him one that he's got in reasonable
condition. DM sent, there we go, look.
So DMs have been slid in, money has exchanged hands, and Scoops has got a smile on his face.
If Si's selling his football shirts, he's technically got one earlier, it's that Chatham Maritime one. Si, contact me, pal.
Well, speaking of size, wrote a few messages here. I'll read out the first one. So, favourite home kit was the Bukta shirt, which was a deep royal blue, which we wore from 77 to 80. Looked best with white shorts. And his favourite away kit is actually last season's black and white stripes.
Is that the picture that we had on Facebook, the one with literally the white V-neck, the white collar, the horse and the Bukta writing, and that's it, and then just plain blue. Beautiful shirt.
You can read the next one from Sly again, manager.
Manager Andy. Oh, come off it, look.
Fucking idiot.
Your phone, you need to get an iPhone.
No, I don't.
Manager Andy Nelson wanted us to play in a Barcelona style red and blue striped kit in 73-74, but fans complained and we ended up playing in a completely all blue kit. The only white being a small G on the front and a number on the back.
Don't remember that, man. I'll have to look for his old programmes.
So I also wrote other interesting shirts for 85 to 87 when we were sponsored by Sanusi, but it was best not worn under an open jacket as you ended up walking around with anus written across your chest. And then
that reminds me of that thing on Sky Sports a few years ago when it was the TV listings, wasn't it? It was Match of the Day and it said Alan Hansen and Alan Shearer provide expert anal ... and it was meant to be analysis.
And then last one from Sy.
74-75 season, we started off wearing a quite smart blue and white striped kit. First time I'd ever seen us playing stripes at home, but after one win in the first 17 games, it was replaced by plain blue. The striped shirts were seen later that season being worn by Ramsgate. I think I've got a programme with that on the front. We'll have to have a look later in the box, the Gillingham box.
What about just between the three of us, worst ones that we've seen other teams in? There's a couple that jumped out. There's been
some very bright
that Notts County one a few times.
Yeah, the South End one. Our South End mate, Gary, wore that.
Just anything that's like looks like high vis. Just have some imagination.
Most Norwich kits down the.
I think Bradford had like a pinkish one.
Oh yeah.
Bradford had some ones. That Stevenage one this year is a fucking disaster.
What a Burger King.
It looks like a burger wrap up.
It's not good.
That's awful.
That is proper Norway.
Do you remember when Brighton was sponsored by Skin? That used to make me laugh because I think at the time I was still at the Wiv Dean.
I remember Middlesbrough being sponsored by High Tech.
Oh, wow, High Tech.
High Tech.
Arsenal had some bad ones in the 90s, didn't they? Arsenal had some horrible ones in the 90s.
Dreamcast.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there were some real mishmash coloured ones, weren't
there? Oh, right. Oh, you mean, I thought he was on about sponsors.
Their new kit, though, is beautiful. Yeah. That's a proper throwback to like the late 80s, isn't it? Really, really nice, that.
I remember Liverpool had this horrible cream one for a while. I hate it, though.
That was the Spice Boys one, wasn't it? Oh, no, that was the suit, wasn't it, for the cup file, yeah.
Oh, it was like a cream shirt.
Ecrum or something they called it. It's just cream, you weirdos.
It was cream and it had like a red Liverpool badge on it. It looked so uncomfortable.
There were some right disasters in the 90s, weren't there? Do you remember Chelsea? That was Scally's first game in charge of being chairman when Chelsea come down for a pre-season friendly. It was like grey and orange.
Oh, when Ruslan played?
Yeah, that was absolutely disgusting and all. United's grey one, when they complained at half-time, they were losing at the Dell. And I think they still conceded three in the second half with a blue one on as well.
I suppose you could also say we've worn some shocking away kit just for the fact that we've worn other teams' kits but not having turned up in our own. Leighton Orient, Millwall.
Nearly had to do it MK Dons a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, we did, yeah. Well, training tops to...
I think it arrived just in time, didn't it? Yeah, but we had to warm up in something else.
Yeah, all very strange.
I enjoyed looking at the photos. There's some proper beauties we've had down here. There's some proper
I still quite like my first
favourite
one.
Favourite topics.
Favourite ones, probably, the only ones I've kept are the pink one and the league winning one.
As well as the league winning one I came round to.
A few recent ones just to play football in, basically. That's all. Don't tend to wear shirts to games. Don't like it.
No, I tend to just wear them around the house.
Favourite one? Any other than what you said?
The three I've said. The one I want to get is the Invicta FM, the 95-96 promotion one. I love that kit.
Boom. Done. Right. Name in the frame this week. We left it.
Who won that?
We left it to the people. So we'll start in reverse order. So I can't even read my writing. Oh, John Gordon chose Kelvin Jack and he got
10%.
Joe Collett Cramp chose Stanley Ibora and he got
11%.
Well done.
Was good with numbers.
Yep. Luke Naylor chose
Dave and Ndumbu Nasungu.
Not Mikhail and Jolly.
Dave.
So you can say Ndumbu and Sungu, but you can't say Njolly.
Njolly. And he got 31%. But this week's winner was fellow Islander Joe Van Dyke, who chose Gee Apua, who won with 48%.
So it's big margin this week, then, wasn't it?
Yeah. Enjoyed that. So Gee is up there in all his glory. In the same shirt as Boz, not exactly the same one. I think there's a bit of a size difference between the two. I think we've had a few suggestions for next week.
Have we?
Yeah, we've had a few coming in, including one of your favourite Jules players.
no.
Tommy Johnson.
Yes. Mr. Mark Spencer has chosen Tommy Johnson.
That's because we used to go for
Tommy Johnson.
Four Tommy Johnsons. There's only four Tommy Johnsons.
So we've got a few in line for next week, but if anyone wants to add them for next week or future weeks, then just write to us on Twitter. We put a tweet out and then just feel
just
free
want
to reply
funny
to that.
Players up in our living room, to be honest.
Yeah, just.
Just like there's no explanation. People walk in, and who's that? Ask Guy Pearl.
I'll just keep them all up.
No, we can't keep
them
all up.
They're not being thrown away.
Yeah.
And use for notes.
And I used last week's.
There are agenda for the following week.
That is some.
So we're actually saving on paper.
Yeah.
Right, I think that's it from us this week. Anything you boys want to add?
What happened to Thought of the Week?
Well, we can
sacked it off after one.
No, we changed it. We went rant 1 week.
Was it unpopular opinion?
Unpopular opinion 1 week.
I haven't got one this week, so don't do it. I was just curious.
Oh, do you want to go rant of the week?
No, I haven't got one this week.
Have you got a rant of the week?
I'm guessing you have.
A rant this week.
I've always got a rant.
What have I done?
Nothing. You've been quite well behaved this week. Oh. I can't really think of too much you've done.
It must have been because
I did some cleaning this week, haven't I?
Yeah, you did some cleaning. Shreddies, you know, is going down
slowly.
Nothing too peculiar. You haven't locked me out. You've been off all week and you haven't done the garden that needs doing.
I've been for a walk every day though. Apart from today. Today's
so McDonald's and back, but you've been for a walk.
No, I've been good.
Have a non-takeaway.
No, you've been quite well behaved this week. We've watched the African Cup of Nations a few times.
We have watched quite a few games. You've
so
got
the Madagascar dream ended last night.
Yeah,
we've watched the draft, the lion and the zebra can all go back to New York.
The only rant I've got of the week really is still Love Island. It's on too long.
We haven't spoken about it.
It's being reported about on like news and that and proper like platforms, and I just think it's everything wrong with society.
I don't agree with making these people famous.
Don't sit there in your luminous pink shirt picking people out.
I will.
You do what you like, it's your HQ.
Right, as usual everyone, please carry on liking the pods and retweeting and sharing. We want to get more people listening. We enjoy making it, and we hope you enjoy listening too.
Enjoyed this one. It's been good.
Yeah, it's been good.
We didn't swear so much as well, did we? Exactly. We do listen to what our listeners say.
Yeah, we take all feedback on board. Constructive criticism at its finest. We live, we learn, we adapt, we move on.
We eat shreddies.
We better ourselves.
Something like that. What he said.
Yeah, that was meant to be something motivational. But
it's very good. I enjoyed it.
Anything else to add? We've done the retweet, share, and all that nonsense.
Just what we have to say. What the boss is incapable of saying.
Up the jills.